This next story is about the biggest breakup of the past year. Yes, bigger than Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. We're talking about Saruni and Sarindi. They're two swans, Buick swans to be precise. That's spelled B-E-W-I-C-K. You see, swans almost never separate. They mate for life. But Saruni and Sarindi seem to have gotten a divorce. Julia Newth is a swan researcher at the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust in Slimbridge, England. Julia, tell me what happened with this swan couple, Sarindi and Saruni. How do you know they broke up?
Well, it's quite an interesting story, actually, very unusual. Saruni and Sarindi have been coming to Slimbridge for a couple of years as a pair, and we know them by their individual unique bill patterns, so we can tell them apart. And this year, Sarindi flew in with a new partner, so we were kind of thinking maybe something untoward had happened to Saruni. So we were very surprised when a few weeks later, Saruni also flew in with also a new partner, so it's quite a bizarre situation.
And do you know why these swans would have broken their mating bond?
Well, I say it's very unusual. I mean, they're notoriously monogamous swans. I mean, a possible reason could be that, you know, a failure to breed. I mean, they've brought no cygnets back to Slimbridge in the years we've known them to come here. So this could be a reason as to why they separated.
Right, cygnets are baby swans.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know from the start that they're a couple?
It's usually quite obvious. In the case of Saruni and Sarindi, they certainly spent all their time together in very close proximity. Saruni and Sarindi always arrived together and departed on migration together in the spring as well. So they seem pretty glued to each other up until this year, actually.
Have you ever observed any other swan couples that broke up?
Well, we've been studying the swans at Slimbridge for over 40 years, and that's included studying of 4,000 pairs, and I've only ever known it happen one other time, so it just kind of shows how unusual this is, really.
So if swans typically mate for life, what about other birds? Are they generally polygamous, or are there other species that also mate for life?
Yes, there are. I mean, it does vary between different species, but certainly other goose species, for example, will quite often be monogamous too.
And so Sarindi and Saruni, they return with these two other new mates. Where did they find them, and where do they spend the rest of the year when they're not in Slimbridge?
They're migrating up to Russia every spring, and they spend the whole summer in Russia. That's their breeding ground. So they may have met on migration or even in the breeding grounds in Russia.
So they came back with illegal immigrants as mates.
Seems to be the case, yes.
Have Sarindi and Saruni had any contact since they both returned to the sanctuary?
Well, it's a very small lake, and they're both on there, and they're only within yards of each other. There's been no obvious kind of signs of communication, interestingly, although they would almost certainly recognise each other through their call and also probably visually as well. But there hasn't been any kind of aggression or anything that we've noticed.
I guess we could say it's going to be an awkward moment when the two birds and their new mates encounter each other at a tasty pile of breadcrumbs someday soon.
Yeah, it makes quite an interesting story. We're going to be watching very carefully over the next few weeks, I think.
Is there in the ornithology world a phrase for irreconcilable differences?
I don't know. Perhaps we could make one.
Okay. Swan researcher Julia Newth at the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust in Slimbridge, England. Thank you very much.
Thank you.